Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Tyler?
Correct.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. I know you were speaking with Tara, my mapping coordinator here. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all or anything like that? Hello? Tyler?
Sorry about that. Can you say it again?
Yeah, no worries. I said, I know you were speaking to Tara, my mapping coordinator here. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you or anything like that?
Yeah, it sounds like it's
Sure.
just like Angie's List, except through Google. So, and I bought this. Is that about right?
No, sir. Angie's listed as pay per lead. They actually get all their leads from Google and then they sell it to you at a higher cost. We do not charge you per lead. We charge you based off of just the placements on Google. So it's at a flat rate month to month. And whether you get 50 jobs or 100 jobs, that price never changes on us.
But I could still get zero jobs.
Sure. Yeah, but being placed on that first page placements, I mean, that's where 90% of searches start and stop. So, getting you
Sure.
in
Yeah.
front of your customers and putting you in front of those people, typically people that are on the first page do not just get zero jobs. I mean, you could attest for that. I use Google and I usually find my customers with, or whoever I'm going to use, on my house within, 5 to 7 seconds of that first page placement. So, that's where most of the transactions happen. As of
For
right
sure.
now, I do see that you are on the first page. That's what Tara did tell me, but you were looking to target specific cities and zip codes or something like that?
Yeah, it's because if I'm only showing in Sergeant Bluff,
Sure.
then that's a big problem because I have a lot more clients
In
from
other places.
outside the zip codes from there.
Okay. And I mean, I know you do have a website, you have a Google Business profile. Do you have like a Facebook page where like you post your before and after pictures as well?
Yep, I have that, but it's
Nice.
completely restricted, so it doesn't know any, no outreach at all, so it goes nowhere.
What do you mean completely restricted?
Somehow I restricted my account and I have no way to advertise through that through Facebook anymore. So, and it says when you're restricted, it limits the outreach of your business profile. So
So you gotta defend it basically.
yeah, and I put about 50 questions on why my shit's not working and
Yeah.
haven't got a single person back to me. So
They don't really tell you why. They just suspend the account
nope.
and then from there, it's kind of just up to you to make a new account at that point. That's
Yep,
the
that sounds
unfortunate
good.
part. Yeah. So, I mean, we can help you build a new Facebook account and then we could actually start to do a retargeting campaign, through that. That way we can place you in specific cities and zip codes and, do it correctly so that way you don't get suspended or locked out, of that, Facebook page. Reason being is because typically it's easier and less expensive to do that retargeting campaign through Facebook than it would be through Google. And because you're only going into like a 20-mile radius, pushing you on a Google advertisement to push you out that far would cost you way more money because usually that goes all the way into like a 100-mile radius that you're just wasting all that radius at that point, right? So that's where we could step in and help you be able to transition into other cities and zip codes there. Now, we would help you make sure that everything is running properly. So with all the other listings itself, so Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, just to make sure that if anybody does, they search on a different platform, you could still get those customers and they can reach out directly to you. That's how the service does work in a nutshell. We do have a tracking system that we built for you as well. So anytime you want to log in, you get a username and password. You want to track the metrics going on with Google, how well the Google Business Profile is ranking, all that kind of stuff. You can see that location of searches. You'll also be able to track like the Facebook ad campaign through there as well. So that would go hand in hand, and we place that in one area for you, like an app where you can just log in and just track that. But let me get into a little pricing here. I mean, I know you're 2 years into business, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Tara did want me to do is what's called a new in business credit for you. So it's a reduced rate from the original price of what we have on our website, which is at localsplash.com. Typically for a product like that, it's usually $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. For the new in business credit, when I do that price reduction for you, it comes all the way down to just $249 month to month. Now, there is a one-time setup fee of just $99 a month, but you do get over a 50% discount just for that, you know, new in business credit. So that way you never have to pay those higher fees for that. Now, that is not a per lead, per job, per call. You're not paying for any of those things. It's set at that flat rate that never fluctuates for you. So at any time, if you do get, like I said, the higher jobs of like, if you're getting into like the 50 a month, you're never going to have to pay that, that price never jumps up on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it is month-to-month, so it's not like you're locked into a contract. Now, you are grandfathered in, though, at that $249 price. So if you do stay with us for an extra 3, 4, 5 years from now and you become an established business, you still get that new in business credit that will stay with you for the life of you being in service with us. Okay? Now, there's no early termination fees for us. There's no cancellation penalties or pause penalties at any point. We do ask that if you are ever going to part ways with us, Tyler, for any reason, you just give us 3 days notice before your next billing cycle is due. Reason why? Because if that falls on a weekend or if that falls on a holiday where we're closed, we don't want that billing to come out and you can't get a hold of somebody. So we'd rather just do it 3 days prior. So that way that's all set in stone for you there. Okay. And then we just part ways as friends at that point. You keep everything that we've built out for you, including the new Facebook page as well. All right.
Right.
Okay. Now for us, we only work with one company per industry per area. So that's why Tara did reach out to your premier Google Channel partner. Once we do fill that, we do not work with any of your competitors. So there's only a handful of spots on that first page of Google. I can't work with all the pressure washing companies in the area. That's just going to be a conflict of interest. So they tell us that we do have to close those categories out once we do fill that position. So you're never going to share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because, as you know, it's just a click to call direct on that first page of Google. We're not vetting you leads. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, Tyler, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it, not only to get you populating in the areas that you want to populate in, but also to make sure that that Facebook page is brand new, built correctly, and then running correctly as well, so you don't run into any more trouble there, right?
Yep.
Okay. For the Google Business Profile itself, are you still at the location that you registered it with?
Yeah, so I actually just got the account from my father, who's been holding on to it for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And he just got it, like, verified, or he just gave it to me, and then I realized none of my shit's verified, and none of, there was just a lot of things that were not set up properly or at all.
Okay.
So I am kind of a little bit behind on that.
Okay. My tech team can help you out there. They'll actually work with you hand in hand. It looks like all the verification is up and running, but they will go through and just make sure everything is correct with the Google Business Profile so you don't run into any problems with that. If they do need anything, then they will reach out to you and be like, hey, Tyler, I saw this on the Google Business Profile. We just need X from you. Could you provide that so that way Google can just make sure that they don't you know, take anything down or, you know, flag your account. And then that way, like I said, everything is running correctly and it's always going to be there at that time. What was the address that you guys verified it with?
508 Huntington Court.
Huntington.
And then what's the difference between this and the Google Ads that I spend through my Google account?
Yeah, so Google Ads is
just like... Okay, all right.
Yes, that's going to be at the top of Google's. It's going to come up as a sponsorship. It's not going to come up organically, but that's a pay-per-click. So we do Google Ads, but like I said, for you doing in your 20-mile radius that you're looking to target, you're really spending a lot of money there where we can just save you money but make you more with just retargeting those campaigns on Facebook because those are a lot cheaper. Now, from the $249 month to month, we do allocate the $100 from the $249 to your Facebook campaign, so you don't have to spend any more money there. We actually do that for you. Does that make sense?
So $100 goes to the Facebook marketing of it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You don't have to allocate anything to it. We take care of that for you.
And me not having a fully set up account, how would that affect this transaction?
Yeah, so like I said, we're going to help you build a new one so it's set up correctly, and then that way you don't run into any more problems there. So we'll be able to set up a new account for you, understand that that one did get suspended. I'm not too sure. I know suspended accounts are very kind of hit or miss if you can get them unsuspended. I can have my tech team look into it because we are.
No, don't even try it.
Okay.
It's a waste of time. Yeah.
Okay. So the best thing, honestly, is I'm going to say is just have us create a new one. We're going to be able to create that for you. We're going to have that up and running within 7 to 14 days, so that way those ads can run out. You can start posting your, you know, before and after pictures, your videos, stuff like that on there, but at least we'll be able to start pushing you out into specific cities and zip codes at that point as well.
So currently right now I'm only showing in the 51054 zip code, so if you look me up, I only show up first in Sergeant Bluff.
Okay.
No, I'm asking you. And then if I were to go through with this plan, I would show up on the surrounding zip codes in that area to be one of the first clicks on that site or for the requested service or whatever.
Yeah, so that's why we're going to be able to populate you into those areas. If you're talking about being the first spot on Google, nobody can guarantee you the first spot on Google. And if somebody calls you and says that, they're telling you stories, and that's a big red flag. Google doesn't work that way. So I've been doing this for five years now. and we get a lot of clients that actually have fallen for that, and they just waste a lot of their time and money. But what we do is not only do we help you get in those areas with Google, we're doing that with the Facebook and retargeting. So have you ever looked up like a truck or like a new tool that you're looking for, and then you go on your social media account and you see that thing populating all over the place?
Yeah.
That's what we do. We make it fresh in their mind that when they looked up a pressure washing services and life got in the way, that we're retargeting those interested customers that came from Google. We're putting that on Facebook on their timeline. So now they can see you on both platforms and they can just click to call you directly.
Sweet.
Awesome. So the Sergeant Bluff, that's where you're out of. And then the zip code is the 51054, correct?
Yep.
Okay. For the zip codes that you want to target, where do you want to go, or do you just want a 20-mile surrounding area?
Probably, if you could make, like, my main source, the Sioux City, I think it's 51, 51104 and then 20-mile radius outside of that, I think that'd be perfect.
Okay, so it's going to pull from the address that you verified it from.
Sure, sure. It's, so that's where it's only like a 3-mile difference. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. And then you're also doing fence staining as well, correct?
Doing what?
You're not just doing pressure washing, but you're doing gutters. You're doing staining, like fence staining as well. For gutters, are you cleaning them or are you repairing them as well? Or?
Yep, I clean them. I have not gotten repair for gutters yet, no.
Okay, okay. So gutter cleaning then, okay.
Yep, gutter cleaning, window washing, staining, whatnot.
Okay, and are you doing commercial and residential, or are you just doing residential?
Yep, both.
Both? Res and commercial. Okay. And then you have a website, which is good. I'm going to make sure that that's here for them. Give me one sec here. And then Tyler is your first name. What's your last name, Tyler?
Schenkelberg.
Schenkelberg. Okay, can you spell that?
I can spell that for you.
Yeah.
S-C-H-E-N-K.
Oh, one more time. It's a S-C-H.
Uh-huh. Yep. E-N-K-E-O-B-E-R-G.
Okay. I have S-C-H-E-N-K-E-O-B-E-R-G.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, my last name is... My last name is Molenkamp, so everybody always asks, all right, how do you spell it? So I know where you're coming from here.
Yeah.
And then what's your email address, Tyler?
Personal or business?
It doesn't matter. So for us here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send the invoice over to you because this is going to be a 100% tax write-off for the listing itself.
Perfect.
And then – we're also going to send everything over to you in writing for the full breakdown. And then we'll also say like, hey, send in your pictures. And then I'm going to book an onboarding call and I'm going to send it there. So if you do most of your work out of your business account, I would say probably that one. So that way you would see the emails coming in from us as well. Or if you do personal,
yeah.
This doesn't matter for you.
Yeah, I'll see my business.
Okay. And the business one is?
Fresher. ProWash44@gmail.com.
Okay. So PressureProWash44@gmail.com. Perfect. And then you guys are Central Time, or you guys still consider Mountain Time
yep.
over there?
Central.
Central. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. So I got 20-mile radius from the 51104. Oh, I think you just hung up on me on accident.